So, there's a very stark akashi here. In this case of Tais B'Mekach, where, you know, he thought the price was six for a dollar, and that's why he gave six, and really, he didn't realize that the price was really five for a dollar. So, Hacha B'Mayaskinan, meaning, in this case, is this a valid sale or not a valid sale? Meaning, could the Meicher come and say, I want to invalidate the sale, it was a mistake, I thought it was six for a dollar, really five for a dollar. Could he come and invalidate the sale and get back that apple? Or no? Or no, okay, you made a mistake, but it's still a valid sale. So, Mamana Shachet Shver. If we say that it is a valid sale, you know, you had a mind to give six. It wasn't really a mistake. You deliberately gave him six. Okay, you didn't know the price, whatever. It's a good sale. So if it's a good sale, so then the whole thing, the whole apple should go to the... To the mishlach, it's a valid sale. They bought it for six for a dollar. He had in mind the store owner had in mind to give these six to the mishlach, and the sale is valid. So then why then he should keep the whole thing? I mean, the Rif and Rashi both agreed that when a mishlach deliberately has in mind to give Isafa to the mishlach, goes to the mishlach. So then, should you go to the mishlach? So why does the Rish say that by Tais B'Mekach he split it? Elamai, you're going to say, no. The sale is invalid. This is a mistake. It's a major mistake. And the sale is invalid. And the Meicher could come and take it back. So then, if the sale is invalid, it's basically the same case as Tais B'Cheshvan. It's Hefker. It's a lost item. It really belongs to the seller. And if you might have to return it to the seller. That's the other halachas of Tais, when you have to return it or not. But if for whatever reason you're not returning it to the seller, so then it's hefker. It's a lost item. Let's say you can't find the seller or whatever. So it's a lost item. So then so then it should be like Tais B'Cheshvan. Just like by Tais B'Cheshvan, we say that it's just it's a hefker item, and it's not mikayach the purchase, and the shliya, you know, it indirectly happened. The shliach found this lost item indirectly through the purchase, but it's unrelated, so therefore the shliach doesn't get half here too. It's the same thing. It's aveda, it's hefker, and the shliach should get the whole thing. So how do we make this chilek between Tais B'Mekach and Tais B'Cheshvan? So the Tais is really sort of asks this question, but he doesn't, you know, we ask this question as a manushach. Is it a valid sale or not a valid sale? The Tzais sort of takes on for a pshitas that it is a valid sale. And you know, and therefore he says that avada, the whole six apples, should go to the mishlach. He says avada, the store owner, you know, had in mind to give these six apples to the shliach, and therefore all the apples should go to the mishlach. And he said, like we pointed out, even the Rif agrees that the Rif only says you split it if the meicher had in mind specifically to give it to the shliach. So then, I'm sorry, if the meicher had in mind specifically to give it to the shliach, so then the mishlach gets half because he generated. But if the meicher specifically has in mind to give it to the shliach, we never say the shliach gets part of it. So he's clearly learning that this is not a valid purchase, even though it was a mistake. And you know, just to explain this point, like, what, why would a taka be a valid purchase if it was a mistake? So this is really a different sugya than of Mekach Tais, but you know, not every time a meicher makes a mistake doesn't mean he could invalidate a purchase. You know, for example, you walk into a store and you ask them, how much is this couch? And they say, he looks it up in his computer, $110. You say, okay, great, couch, $110. You come buy it. And then a day later, you know, the meicher calls up and says, I totally make a mistake. I just put the wrong, you know, maybe it was a new worker there. And you know, I just put the wrong number in the computer. It was really, it's $1,400. So then, pashtus, the mechir would be batal, not just because it's aina, even if there was no aina, let's say it was karka, whatever, because then it was clearly a mistake. It's undeno that it was a mistake. Of course, you know, no one sells a couch for $110. But what happens if they told him? But it's not always like that. Like, what happens if they told him, okay, the couch is $1,300, and then they call up the next day and they said, oh, we made a mistake, we entered the wrong code in the computer, it's really 1,500. Lav dafka, the mecher would be batal because there's no umdana that there was a mistake. A bystander would not think this is a mistake. You sold the cash for 1,300, so the fact that you say it's a mistake, even if you would be believed it's a mistake, but there was no umdana at the time of the sale. It wasn't evident that it was a mistake. It happens to me. Maybe you have some proof from your computers that it was a mistake, but the sale itself, to a bystander does not appear to be a mistake. So it pashas would not be considered a mistake, regardless, that's really a different sugya. But the bottom line is there are times when, a seller's mistake would make it a mekachtais, and sometimes a seller's mistake would not make it a mekachtais. Unlike by tais b'chei, this is all tais b'mekach. Tais b'cheshbon, of course, would be a total tais, and if someone counted wrong, so then, and he never, b'chlal had in mind to give him the sixth apple, so then it would clearly be a tais, and the meicher could get back his sixth apple. But in the case of tais b'mekach, where the meicher did have in mind to give whatever he gave, it was his own mistake. How he got to that rate or a price or amount was a mistake, so then it's not clear. So the tais is, clearly naming on that the case in that tais is talking about of tais mekach is a case where the mecher is valid, and in fact it's even the tais later, it's mashva that he says this is a case of das acheres maknalei. So he holds. He clearly, learns that Tais is talking about a case where the mecher is valid, and therefore, his kasha is that if the mecher is valid, so then it's part of the sale. So why should the shliach get any part of it? So the Tais answers that this shita of the re is going according to the based on the shita of the Gais Hashri, and the Gais Hashri says that. According to the Tzais, the Gais Hashri is talking about this case, and he says that since this extra apple, the case where he gave six for a dollar instead of five for a dollar, since this extra apple came al yidei mazel shneim, so therefore it gets split, meaning that the Gais Hashri, unlike what we said before, the Gais Hashri holds there is a concept that when something was given by mistake, we say that, mistake, we say it's on someone's mazel. It usually comes from someone's mazel. It's a famous joke where people say, what's the difference between a shlemiel and a shlemazel? So they say a shlemiel is the person who spills the soup, and a shlemazel is the person who the soup spills on him. So, when a mistake happens, we say it's the guy, it's someone's mazel. So in the case of the soup, it was his bad mazel that caused the mistake. But in this case, it's someone's good mazel that caused this mistake. So we say that it's mazel shneim. The shliach and the mishleach, their mazel, they were both involved here. Obviously, their mazel caused it. So therefore, even though, technically the mishleach should get the full item because it's part of the sale, but since this extra item was done through a mistake, and the mistake was at least partly due to the mazel of the shliach, he was, the right time at the right place, so therefore, the shliach gets half, and the Tzais is mashma that the Gais Hashri would agree to the riff in the case of the riff's case. Right, the riff said that when in the case of the potato knish, that if the store owner specifically had a mind to give it to the shliach, then it would all belong to the shliach. Now, Gais Hashri could agree to that because there wasn't al yidei mazel. The store owner deliberately decided. He decided it wasn't a mistake. He decided he wants to give extra. So then we it's not a mistake. So then we don't say it's because of the shliach's mazel. The meicher decided, people decide they want to give presents. So then the shliach keeps the whole thing. But here, where it's by mistake, even though it was also deliberate, and Taki had a mind to give to the shliach, but since it was a mistake, then we say that it's someone's mazel. And since the shliach was there, so we say it's his mazel, and the shliach gets half. That's Masha Enkin by Tais v'Cheshbon. There, it doesn't apply because there it doesn't go to the Mishleach at all. It's a regular Aveda and it goes to the Shliach. And we don't say that it's the Mishleach's mazel The Mishleach was unrelated to it. He wasn't there. And like Taisa says, it's davrim b'chutz, and therefore the Shleach gets the whole thing. So that's one pshat in this din of Taisa Mekach. The Sma, which is really based on the Prisha, he says a different pshat. And he, it's mavur from the Sma, that he's learning that, not like the Sais, that it's talking about a case where the Mekach is takabatel, meaning he gave six instead of five. And like we said, you know, we said sometimes it could be, it's not clear by Tais Mekach, you know, every you have to down up every case separately. Is it a Bitl Mekach or not Bitl Mekach? So the Sma is clearly learning that it's a case where it would be considered a Bitl Mekach. And therefore, like we said, the Pashas is if it's a Bitl Mekach, so basically it's the same like Tais B'Cheshvan. What's the difference Tais B'Mekach and Tais B'Cheshvan? In both cases, it's a Bitl Mekach, so meaning really it belongs takah to the Meicher. And for whatever reason, you can't get it back to the Meicher, you're not mechuyev to give it back to the Meicher, so it's the Meicher's lost object, so therefore, in both cases, the Shliach should get it. So Zok the Sma, that... No, there's a difference. Because by... Yes, they're both Avedas. They're both lost objects. But by Tais V'Cheshvan, this... We can't, like Tais explained, this lost object, we can't say was generated by the money of the Mishalach. It was just a total mistake that the... He just counted wrong. It's almost like it fell out of the Meicher's hand. So it wasn't generated from the money of the Mishleach. It would not have happened without the purchase of the Mishleach, but it wasn't generated by his money. The Meicher said, okay, I got money from the Mishleach, from the Meicher, from the buyer. The buyer's giving me money. In exchange for this money, I'm going and giving six. So he directly gave the sixth one because he received the money of the Mishalech. So even though it was a mistake, and the Nesina is not Chal, and it still belongs to the Meicher, and it's a lost object, but it became lost directly because of the money. Since the Meicher had in mind that he's giving, that he made a deliberate decision because of the money of the Mishalech, so that this mistake happened directly because of his money. Masha'enkin, by case Tais B'Cheshvan, it basically just, he just counted wrong. He wasn't thinking, I want to do this because the Meicher, because the buyer gave money. He wasn't thinking at all. He just counted wrong. It was like a mistake. So it's like it fell out of his hand. So therefore, we can't say that the sixth apple was given directly as a result of the Mishleach's money. It was indirectly given. So both cases are really a mistake. Both cases are Aveda. The only difference is one of that, and by Tais B'Cheshvan, the mistake is an indirect result of the Mishleach's money, and by a Tais B'Mekach, the Haisafa, the sixth apple, is a direct result of the Mishleach's money. And therefore, Zok the Sma, the Rifs, Svara, that when a Mishleach receives a present, when a shliach receives a hisafa that's generated by the money of the shliach, that the shliach gets to keep part of it, that only applies by tais b'mekach, because there we say the concept of bas hana ayidei ma'is and shliach, and that's why they have to split it. Masha'enke by tais b'cheshvan. Like we said, we cannot apply the Rif Svara of Bas Hana Yidei Ma'isav, and therefore the Mishleach doesn't get to split it. So it comes out, Chayra, even though the Tzais and the Sma, both are, the Sma is really the Tor, even though they have a total different explanation of the Riz Din, that by Tzais Mekach who split it, but it could be they're not really arguing, meaning they're just arguing what the case is. The Ktzai says the case is talking about where it is not a Bitl Mekach, and therefore his din applies. And the Sma says that no, it's talking about a case where it is a din Bitl Mekach, and therefore he has to give a different explanation. But it's very likely that each one of them agree to each other's svara. Meaning the Sma would very likely agree to the Ktzais that when it's not a bittul mekach, you would have the Agayis Hashri svara to split it, and the Ktzais possibly agrees to the Sma's svara that when it is a bittul mekach, you'll have his svara. They just each hold that it's talking about different cases, and therefore they're forced to say their explanation. So, you know, getting back to the case that we started off with, where the developer, the foreman, you know, received a second set of thermostats. So that lechayer would be a case of that would clearly be a betul mekach. You know, there's definitely an umdina that these, you know, these thermostats were given by mistake. Clearly, it would be a bittul mekach, and therefore these thermostats would really still belong to the meicher. And like we said, you know, if you can give back to the meicher, then you may have to give it back. But you know, in this case, for whatever reason, it wasn't relevant to give it back to the meicher. So pashtus regular aveda, it's a regular aveda, and therefore the pashtus would be it's a lost object. Pashtus would be that this is, you know, like the Ri says by Tais Cheshbon, it's a regular aveda, and the foreman can keep it. That has nothing to do with the mishalech. However, according to what we're saying from the Sma, that even when an item is an aveda, but if it was deliberately given. You know, just by mistake, but it was deliberately given. Then we say we apply the risk rationale of that the mishleach gets to keep it because his money generated. So in this case, you have to know how the case happened. But pashtus, it was deliberately given, meaning it didn't just like it wasn't like just some computer just like sort of spit out some order and you know. Automated, there's some like automated system that just shot out the 55 thermostats. Pashtus, there was a deliberate decision by the meicher to send out these 55 thermostats. Again, you have to know how, but probably they somehow didn't realize that it was already filled. But if that was the case, where they deliberately sent out the 55 thermostats, the second set of 55 thermostats, and they sent it because the meicher gave the buyer gave the money. The mishleach gave the money, so it was directly generated by the mishleach, in this case the developer, directly generated by his order. It's just that it was a mistake and it's bittul mekach. So therefore, even though it's aveda and technically the foreman could keep it, but you would have the rif's rash svara, the rif and like the sma applies here. The Sma says it applies here that these thermostats were generated from the meicher's from the developer's purchase, and therefore the developer would get should be entitled to half the thermostats. Unfortunately, 55 is not divisible by 2, so you would have to figure out how to split that 55th thermostat. But the first 54 at least would be simple. And then just one last nakuda is that it comes out if we accept this svara of the Sma that that when someone's money directly generates a mistake, he's entitled to at least half that mistake. So this halacha really doesn't have to do with shlichas per se. Meaning usually the case is where there's a shliach and a shliach, but you could have this even without a shliach and a shliach. And I'll give you an example. Something happens, not so uncommon, where, someone comes out of his front door and he sees a Amazon package, and it's not addressed to him. So, he sees it's addressed to his neighbor. And, maybe it takes some time until he gets around to it. He just, let's say he keeps it on his on his porch. And meanwhile, his neighbor is already waiting, for a few days for the Amazon package. And he calls up the seller or whatever and says, oh, you know, I never got my package yet, and they're checking up. I don't know. You know, we have a delivery confirmation. It looks like it was delivered. And he says, I don't know. I never got it. So they send him a new one. And he gets a new one. He's very happy. Meanwhile, the neighbor who found the package, we'll call him Shimon. Let's say Reuven made the purchase, and he got his, you know, he now got his second item. He's happy. Reuven made the purchase. Shimon is the one who found it. So Shimon, you know, after a week, 2 weeks, he finally gets his act together, and he goes over to Shimon. I'm sorry, to Reuven, and he says, it looks like I got your package. And Reuven says, well, oh, that's where it is. Okay, well, I already got mine. But I'll take this one also. And Shimon says, well, if you already got yours, then maybe this should be mine. So again, if, you know, you may have to return to the seller, but, you know, for simplicity's sake, let's just assume that the seller says, okay, I have nothing to do with it, it's already sent out, and it's not worth me for to pay another shipping label to get it back, so, you know, you guys work it out, just keep it. So the question would be, who gets to keep it? So, Hashkafa Rav Shaina would say, you know, this is an Aveda, it's a lost item, it's lost, you know, it really belongs to the seller, clearly, you know, the seller is not mechuyev to give both. So once the seller sent out the second one to Reuven, and Reuven accepted that, so then that first one belongs to the seller. You know, because Reuven can't have both. So it belongs to the seller. And the seller is, you know, basically gave up on it. He was miyayish on it. So it's aved, it's a lost object. So pashtus, the svar would be, it's a lost object. It goes to whoever got it first. And in this case, Shimon got it first. It came to his door. And it should belong to Shimon. And this is not a case of Shliach and Mishleach over here. They, Reuven and Shimon, have nothing to do with each other other than the fact that their houses are in close proximity, so therefore UPS made the mistake. But really, if we think about it, we could apply the Sma Svara, meaning the Sma Svara is not specifically related to Shlichas. The Sma is just saying a svara that if someone's purchase directly generated a mistake, then he is entitled to part of that mistake. So in this case, the, you know, Amazon, when they sent the first package, they didn't send the package by mistake. The location was by mistake, but they deliberately gave this item because of the Reuven's purchase. Yes, they put it in the wrong place, and it wasn't even they that put it in the wrong place. It was UPS that put it in the wrong place. But even UPS deliberately put it there because of the purchase, because of Reuven's money. So it was direct. This is not like Tais Bechesbon where it just fell by mistake. By mistake, they counted out something. They didn't even have mind to give it at all. So then Zakaisa's Dover Fnatsma, it's an indirect result. But when they do something deliberately, the Sma says that that's called a direct result of the purchase. So therefore, even though it's not a case of Shleach and Mishleach, but the same concept would apply, that this Amazon, the first item, the mistake, was put here, by Amazon and UPS directly in exchange and as a result of Reuven's money, and therefore Reuven should be entitled to half, like the Rif says, he should get half. So, meaning Shimon would get, so Shimon, technically Shimon gets the whole thing because it's Aved, it's a lost object, he's the first one to get it, he gets it. So he gets the whole thing, but he has to pass on half back to Reuven, because this Isafa was the direct result of Reuven's purchase. So today's share is going to be about a shliach that receives a Isafa, an extra item, you know, that more than the purchase called for. So the classical case would be, you know, someone sends a friend to the store to buy him a pastrami sandwich. And, you know, it's the end of the day, and the owner has an extra maybe an extra potato knish. So he says, you know what, why don't you take that also? So that would be one type of esafa, where something was given on purpose. Other types of esafa, which is perhaps more common, is where the shliach receives an extra item by mistake. So, you know, as an example, a case that happened not long ago was where a foreman who was working for a developer ordered a set of thermostats. I think it was like 55 thermostats for development, and it came. And then 2 weeks later, another shipment of another 55 sets of thermostats came, which was clearly a mistake. They sent it by mistake. So for whatever reason, it wasn't relevant to return it to the manufacturer. And the question was, that, you know, this is an extra item. Who gets it? Does the shliach get it, the foreman, because he's the one who received it, he ordered it, he received it? Or does the mishaleach get it, in this case the developer, because it was really a result of his order? So so the Gemara, you know, in the first case, where an esafa was given on purpose, so the Gemara there, the Gemara says that it gets split. In such a case, it would get split between the shliach and the mishaleach. Rashi says that the reason why it gets split is just because we don't know who the store owner intended to give it to. Meaning, it could be he intended it to give to the mishaleach, you know, in the case of the potato knish, maybe he intended to give the mishaleach, or he might, could be, he intended to give the shaleach. So since we don't know, we split it. But you know, theoretically, if we would know that if it went to the, what his intentions were, then whatever his intentions were, that's what it would go to. The Rif argues, and the Rif says, no. The Rif says, you're right, if the store owner had intended to give it to the mishaleach, then certainly it would go to the mishaleach. However, when the Gemara says chalkin, it's referring to a case where he specifically intended, the store owner intended to give the knesh to the shaleach and not to the mishaleach. However, Zakta Rif, given the boss hana al yidei ma'isav, since the shaleach received this potato knesh because of the money of the mishaleach, because of the purchase, meaning the store owner wasn't just going around giving potato knishes. Since the shliach came in to buy the sandwich, so he said, okay, I'll throw it in. So, since it was generated through his purchase, even though the store owner clearly knew that the pastrami sandwich was going to the mishaleach and the potato knish was going to the shliach, but since it was generated through the purchase of the mishaleach, that entitles the mishaleach to half of this, half of the hisafa, in this case, the potato knish. And that is, the Tan says, that's the ikar psak, like the shita of the Rif, that it would be split. Now, what about in a case where there was a hisafa by mistake? Like we said, the case of the thermostats. So, the first one to speak about that is Taisus, really. And Taisus says that there's two types of mistakes. You know, so let's just talk about a simple case where someone came in to buy 5 apples, and, you know, the going price is, 5 for a dollar, 5 apples for a dollar, and the store owner, by mistake, gave him 6. So there's two cases that Taisa says there could be. One is, which is called a Tais Bechejman. He just, the store owner counted wrong. He said, okay, here's 5 apples. He counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but by mistake, you know, a 6th one just got rolled in there. So he counted out 5, but he really ended up giving 6. So he didn't realize that he gave 6. That's called the Tais Bechejman. And then the other cases where he deliberately gave him 6 apples, but he thought that the price was the going rate. Either he thought the going rate was 6 for a dollar, or he even thought that his price that he always charges is 6 for a dollar, and he got mixed up, and for whatever reason he thought that the price is 6 for a dollar, so he gave 6. So he deliberately gave 6, but he gave 6 by mistake. The first, that's called Tais B'Mekach. The first case of Tais B'Cheshem was he didn't deliberately give sex at all. He didn't realize he was giving sex. So those are the two cases of Haisafa that was given by Tais, Tais B'Cheshem and Tais B'Mekach, that Tais talks about. So the Rebbeinu Tam in the Havamina first says that both of these cases should be split. They're similar to, just like the Rif says that, the Gemara, according to the Rif, says that when you know, in the case of the potato kiddush, where Haisafa was given on purpose, so we say it gets split between the Mashleach and the Shleach, so too here, it was given by mistake, but, you know, it's the same thing, and it gets split. And the Re argues, the Re says, and I'll just read from the Lashon here, L'ri Nira, Shehakol L'Shleach. He's first talking about the case of Tais B'Cheshbon. Tais B'Cheshbon, he says, the whole thing goes to the Shleach. Shem Gana V'Gazo V'Hitta. If the Shleach stole something, Mati V'Shabal Bayis, what does it have to do with the Baal Bayis? Why should the Baal Bayis be entitled to any part of it? Now, of course, in this case, the Shliach didn't steal, but he's just trying to bring out a point that just because the Shliach gets something, if it's unrelated to the purchase, we don't say that the Baal Bayis is entitled to it, the Shliach is entitled to it. You can't say that they split it. You don't say that this money, this fifth, sixth apple was generated by the purchase. The Leidami L'Shayr Tais, it's not similar to a regular Tais, meaning a Tais B'Mekach. She'nois in Akol B'Shvil HaMais. By Tais B'Mekach, Zokteri, there I agree to Rabbeinu Tam that they split it. Because when the owner gave the sixth apple, he was giving it B'Shvil HaMais, meaning he had in mind to give the apple, and he gave the apple because of the money. So therefore, we say the Mishleach gets part of it. Shesavar Shamois Shavis Masha Nasnoi. He thinks that he's supposed to give six. Avil Hacha, over here, meaning in a case of Tais B'Cheshbon, Tais B'Amu, it's just a mistake. V'davar B'fnei Atzmai, it's unrelated. It's just like it's like a lost object. Teda Dasvaruhu Shemahaya Reitzah Haya Machsulay V'Kachavim Kal Masha Teu. If the Shliach wants, he could return the whole apple to the guy, to the seller. Does that tamel a meimer shle yachle deal ahsle? So basically, Reese saying is that by Tais B'Cheshbon, it's basically a lost object. It's like the seller lost an object. Now, it could be he might have to try to return it to the seller, but if for whatever reason it's not relevant to return to the seller, so basically it's a lost item. The seller basically lost the sixth apple. He didn't even realize that he gave the apple. It's a lost item. And it's Hefker. So it's Hefker, so the Shliach got it. So we don't say that, well, maybe the Shliach only got this lost item because of the Mishleach's purchase. Meaning, because if not for the Mishleach's purchase, he never would have got this. The Shliach never would have got this lost item. So Zok Tosis, we don't say that because it's a Dover B'Fnei Atzmai. And the way the Mishnah Shalom explains this is Dover B'Fnei Atzmai, it's unrelated. It's too far removed from the Mishleach's act. The Mishleach went to buy five apples, and it wasn't like this caused a mistake. It happens to be that the Shliach, the store owner, just made a mistake. It's not. It's too unrelated to the Mishleach's actions to be, and therefore we can't apply the Rif's rationale of Bas Hana Idei Ma'isav, that we don't say that his money generated it.